Item number 18 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator requesting authorization to amend Chapter 5630 of the Milwaukee County General Ordinances. This was referred back to the County Board, or to the Finance and Audit Committee from the Board on 12-16.
It's still morning.
Good morning. This was referred back to the committee. Originally, where this came from, these updates to Section 5630, is there was an audit performed of professional service contracts, and these were recommended changes that were being suggested to be changed to the professional service reports. And I think the issue that was in question was with regards to the amendment to increase the request for proposal from a requirement of $20,000 to $50,000 for recommendations of coming back to the committee. Currently, within professional service contracts, any contracts $50,000 or greater must come back before the committee, their home committee, and be put forth for recommendation for approval. The committees then that would go to the full county board for approval of those contracts. The request for proposal is a separate section that says that beyond that, they're saying that any request for proposals must be done if the contracts are greater than $100,000. However, it is recommended currently, based upon the ordinance between 20 and 100, that requests for proposals be done. If they do not use a request proposal, they're supposed to tell their standing committee that they didn't use a request for proposal process. What we're trying to do by making this change is get in alignment between the requirement for approval by the county board and get in alignment the request for proposal process, so that you know when they come back to you for request for approval of the contract, they would also tell you at that time whether they did use an RFP process or not. At the present time, between 20 and 50,000, they may not be coming back to your committee and telling you they didn't use an RFP process. They're supposed to, but they may not do that. So the purpose of this and what would it was said is to try to get these two in line, and so the recommendation based upon the audit was to increase the request for proposal recommendation from 20 to 50 so that the two are in a line, and so that when they are coming back to the committee, they're telling you they're asking for approval and they're also asking for the request for approval process. One of the things that was asked was maybe what departments are doing right now is a lot of them are doing contracts between $45,000 and $49,000 to avoid just coming back to the committee, you know, at the current process. We looked back at 2008 and 2009, the contracts that were issued during that time. In 2008, there were 372 contracts or contract amendments that were done. 18 of those were, or 5% of them, were contracts that were issued between $45,000 and $49,000, so about 5% of them. In 2009, 349 contracts or contract amendments were done, and 20, or about 6% of them, were between $45,000 and $49,000. These contracts were all over. Some of these contracts were at the airport, some of them in the aging department, some for doing work for studies and questions and other types of things. So they were all over the board of these types of contracts. So I wanted to give you some background of what I believe some of the issue was and why this was returned back.
Supervisor Jersey.
Is there any evidence that a department has right contracts and perhaps pull different services to write smaller amounts? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sort of go below the threshold.
For example, if you were dealing with a real estate agent, you might have one service described in one contract separate service described in another contract, each of them under $50,000.
Department Administrative Fiscal Affairs is responsible for reviewing these contracts before they're approved for payment. Our department, both the accounts payable manager and the person who monitors contracts, looks for these types of things. And if the items are of similarity, he has them in the file. He will bring them to the accounts payable manager and says, it looks like what they're trying to do. They're trying to do something like this, and we'll go back to the department and saying, you already have a contract which is for similar types of services. We think that possibly you're trying to avoid the approval process. Any time that they initially, let's say they issue a contract for $45,000 and then they come back and want to add $10,000 and maybe trying to add it to a different, different professional service, generally we will require them to go back to the board and get approval for that because they've gone over the $50,000 limit. So that $50,000 is a hard. They can't come in with an originally a $45,000, add $10,000 and say, I'm just doing that. Will require them to come back to the board for approval for those items, or even if they're doing the amendment. We don't see that much where they're trying to do that. They know we look for those types of things, and we know that the importance that the county board places on contracts and their approval.
So your response is that you think the current system does have safeguards to prevent that kind of activity.
Yes, it does. Within our department, we make sure that those types of things aren't being done.
And are you recommending the proposed change?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of item number 18. And I want to say that I'm appreciative of what Mr. Maskew has just told us as it relates to his office being a watchdog over what departments do, what divisions do as it relates to their contracts. It's very important that people, if they have a contract for $45,000 and they want to amend it to $15,000 more, that your office contacts them to let them know that to increase that contract, that the board has to see that. So I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make just a note that back in December, this committee approved this 4-1.
4-1.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved 5-2-0.